any money that might have gone to Pennsylvania from a national opioid lawsuit settlement with Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin, is on hold while the case goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports some community leaders are not happy with the current settlement terms.
The U.S. Supreme Court will scrutinize the terms of a national settlement deal with Purdue Pharma, which were brokered and approved in bankruptcy court. The deal currently includes immunity for members of the Sackler family from personal lawsuits, even though they aren't filing for personal bankruptcy. That doesn't sit right with Bucks County Commissioner and former state representative Gene DiGirolamo.
If they get away with this and are not criminally prosecuted, it would just be a disgrace for the whole thing. That I am going to fight that with every bone in my body if they try to get away with that.
DiGirolamo sits on the Pennsylvania Opioid Misuse and Addiction Abatement Trust, which oversees all opioid settlement spending in the Commonwealth. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the Purdue case this December. A decision will determine if Pennsylvania and other states get any settlement payouts under the original deal. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.